fill her up.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. A U.S. Senate vote is likely later today to add $2 billion to Cash for Clunkers. That's the program that gives cash incentives to consumers for trading up to more fuel-efficient cars. Now, almost all of the initial money, $1 billion, has been spent, and the program could be out of cash by Friday. The added funds would probably drive it through Labor Day. Economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us now to gauge what Cash for Clunkers is doing for this recession. He joins us right now to talk about, from a consumer level, its effect on the economy. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So this program's been pretty popular, we know. What are its pitfalls?
Oh, there are several pitfalls. Here's what does concern me. The consumer is taking on debt in order to do this transfer. So you drive your clunker up there, and you take it into the dealership, and you get your $3,500 or your $4,500, and you get to buy a new car.
Right.
Now, most of us don't have the money to pay cash for that new car. So you're taking on some consumer debt. That, to me, is one of the pitfalls out of this program.
What kind of timing was this, Chris? Should the government have put forward this program sooner, maybe saving the auto industry from this terrific car slump?
Yes. If it hit earlier, it would probably be good. But you could argue it a different way, Steve.
Okay.
Economy's bottoming out. Now the economy's getting a kick. That gives a little boost to confidence, and that gives an extra boost to the economy.
Speaking of boosts, who else gets a boost in this Cars for Clunkers campaign?
Well, I think there's a couple things. You know, it's really not that much money, right? I mean, in this huge economy that we're in. So manufacturers are going to get a little bit of bump because the manufacturing sector has been so decimated. I expect that's where we're going to see the real rebound in some hiring and some activity, just because they've cut so far that even this program is really helping out, at least the auto industry. It's going to clear out the 2009 cars, set up the season for the 2010 cars. So that part of the economy is going to get a little bit of a boost.
All right. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell joining us. We're going to hear you on Marketplace Money, too, right?
Yes, you are. And we'll be talking about our personal finances.
All right. Chris Farrell, thanks.
Thanks.
The European Central Bank will probably keep interest rates at record lows today. The central bank is still trying to see the impacts of its efforts to revive the economy and get credit flowing. The Bank of England is also expected to keep rates steady today. Checking markets in Europe, they're higher right now, under 1% for London, Frankfurt, and Paris. Asian shares closed higher for the most part today as well, about 1.5%. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 lost 0.3%, NASDAQ shed nearly 1%, and the Dow was off about 39 points to close at 92.80. Rupert Murdoch's probably not waking up too happy this morning. Last night, his media company, News Corp, reported a 30% slide in profits from a year ago. News Corp owns Fox News, The Wall Street Journal, and MySpace, just to name a few. From New York, here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
MySpace, facing steep competition from Facebook, was a drag on News Corp's earnings, but Macquarie analyst Alex Pollack in Sydney says it's the advertising slump affecting all media companies that's hurting most.
This company's half advertising, half subscription-driven, right? The subscription-driven part of it, which is cable network programming and Sky Italia and BSkyB, has done well. The ad market collapsed over the last 9 months.
As a result, Rupert Murdoch says he plans to start charging a subscription fee for all of his news websites. Pollack says Murdoch's decided he can't cost-cut his way to prosperity.
You have to charge, and people will charge, and people have an appetite to read news, and they will pay for news, as long as it's priced, you know, like iTunes music at, you know, 99 cents a byte, and not like your electricity bill at $2,000 for the year.
Murdoch says get ready. The charges should be in place by the middle of next year. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Authorities in eastern India are distributing small transistor radios to those among the lower caste Dalits to improve their lives. Government officials there say the radios will provide the people with some entertainment after a hard day's work and help them become aware of what's going on in the world. But of course, we all know how important the medium of radio is, right?
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
Picture this. The recession is so bad in this country that all the major sports leagues, the National Football League, Major League Baseball, the NBA, and NHL, had to delay their seasons indefinitely. Probably wouldn't go over very well, right? That's pretty much what's happening right now in Argentina, where the soccer season there has been put on hold indefinitely. From the America's Desk at WLRN in Miami, here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
When soccer's played in Argentina, the chanting can be heard for miles. Grant Wall covers soccer for Sports Illustrated.
Well, I'm convinced that Argentine soccer fans are the most passionate sports fans in the world. So for soccer to stop is a tremendous blow to society.
Argentine soccer clubs are nonprofits and have tended to be poorly managed. The clubs owe $80 million in back taxes and $8 million more in salaries. Normally, teams would make up that money by selling their best players to top teams in Europe.
Lately, with the global economic crisis, the teams in Europe don't have as much money to buy the contracts of the Argentine players. And so millions of dollars that normally would go into the Argentine budget, that's not happening.
To raise money, the Argentine Soccer Association is trying to renegotiate TV contracts. Meanwhile, fans are protesting in the streets. They're demanding the season start on schedule next week. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Finally, there's one business enjoying some buzz in this lackluster economy: tattoo removal. The Los Angeles Times reports one company, Dr. Tatoff, yes, that's its name, is doing so well it's considering issuing publicly traded stock. Dr. Tatoff has three locations in Southern California, and it's looking at adding five more outside of the state by the end of the year. The doctor, chief executive, his name's actually John Keefe, says he believes tattoo removal could be a $10 billion a year industry. Apparently it costs a lot more to remove that heart with your ex-girlfriend's name on it than to get it put on in the first place. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.